All right, people want to know how I'm going to tell them to vote. We'll get to that in just a minute. But right now, I want to give a kudos out to our friends at Sanderson Ford. They are the special recipient of the Law Enforcement Torch Run Torch, which was delivered to their dealership just this past Thursday. In appreciation from law enforcement for Sanderson Ford's $100,000 donation to Special Olympics.
Wow.
Whoa!
Just a small indication of Sanderson Ford's ongoing philanthropic contributions for decades throughout this entire community. One more, isn't that just one more reason when you're thinking about shopping cars, it doesn't compel you to want to get out and meet the people at Sanderson Ford?
Now, if you've ever left a dealership and just felt dirty, it wasn't Sanderson Ford.
That's right.
I love being part of their team over there. I have a couple of tips here from Water Use It Wisely I wanted to share with our listeners. If you've got a really just a blank black blank backyard and I want to take it from blank, from drab to fab, listen up.
Hey, we're here with Water Use It Wisely. You know how much Rosie on the House loves Water Use It Wisely, taking care of the water that we have here in the valley. And today we'd like to visit with Esme Avila. She's a water conservation coordinator of the city of Avondale. Did you know there's actually 14 municipalities that participate with Water Use It Wisely, and Avondale is one of them? So welcome, Esme. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to talk listeners through the DIY project. Let's say they have a really blank backyard and they're wanting to get started. What is the very first thing you do when you just have this empty slate to work with?
Wow, that's a great question. Last week, you met our Drab to Fab Backyard Rehab Contest winner, Lisa O, and she's working with our promotional partners to turn her landscape into a Xeriscape Wonderland. We're really excited about that, especially because she's an Avondale resident, so we're happy. To capture the steps of that process, Water Use It Wisely is filming a 10-part video series where you can see the completed videos at waterusewisely.com and then follow the progress of the landscape makeover. And a new one will be posted each week through mid-November, so that's really, really cool. Really cool idea.
In this process of a makeover, right. Lisa had one of these just blank, bare backyards, and it's really fun to go in and watch these videos and the transition. What is the very first thing someone would do to get started from that dirt to landscape?
The first thing you would want to do is design a low water use landscape, is maybe hiring a professional, such as a landscape designer or architect. You know, that's a great place to start. They can help you with design ideas, plant selection, conservation tips, and also visiting a Xeriscape garden can give you examples of how your own landscape makeover will look.
So you kind of got this designer working with you. How do you go about picking out plants? There's so many to choose from, and it's easy to make a bad decision. How do you make sure you make a good decision?
There are hundreds of plants to choose from, and understanding what will work in your landscape or yard is an important step. The AMWA literature booklets, we have a booklet called Landscape Plants for the Arizona Desert, which is an awesome book. You can see over 200 low water use plants that are a great choice for our desert environment, you know, especially because we have hot summer temperatures and very little rain, so they're very drought tolerant and easy to water.
And it's a good idea to get out and look at some plants, maybe one of the Xeriscape gardens. I know Scottsdale has one. The Botanical Gardens is just a great, wonderful way to spend some time just actually getting
right.
to see the plants.
Correct.
And so now you've got all these plants chosen and in place. You're going to spend some money on them. How do I know that I'm going to water them effectively? I'm afraid of overwatering or underwatering.
That's an important piece of that. And learning to water efficiently and effectively starts with designing the right irrigation system and using proper irrigation techniques, which are the key to keeping your plants healthy and happy. Sometimes we think that because we're in the desert and it's hot that our plants need water, but sometimes we kill them with kindness. So we always want to choose the correct hardware, starting from emitters to smart irrigation controllers that can make it a snap to water your landscape efficiently.
I think it's a great start for our listeners. So what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we'll talk about the start of the installation process, beginning with the design reveal, selecting hardscape elements such as pavers, fire pits, and even water features for your landscape, and breaking ground for the landscape grading and how to install your irrigation.
That's when it starts to get real. How fun.
Well, yes.
Can't encourage our listeners enough to go to waterusitwisely.com and go to Lisa's Backyard Rehab and just follow along in the series as we talk through this process of transforming our lawns. Thank you for joining us, Esme.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Water Use It Wisely. We've got enough to use, not enough to waste. Y'all pay special attention to that. As we wrap up this hour, I promise you I'd tell you how to vote. Do I get to go through all the propositions and all the candidates from beginning to
you
end?
Promised
so this is
one.
A, this is a proposition that we're selecting here.
Seriously, I could tell everybody how to vote on every single proposition and every single candidate.
It? That's not what you've learned at Save the World Committee.
I got my booklet this week. I haven't even started to open it yet.
Well, I'm going to make a proclamation. Jennifer does not like me going political at all, but in the last 30 seconds of this hour, I'm going to tell you, folks, listen to me. We must defeat Proposition 205. You must vote no on making marijuana legal in Arizona. It will be a nightmare beyond nightmares for small companies, especially people who are working with dangerous tools. Back after this.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.